tabs on the experiences of young people leaving care. You might well recall, actually, just before Christmas, we heard from a remarkable young woman who was about to leave a children's home where she'd been living for quite a few years. There are nearly 70,000 children in care in Britain, and the vast majority actually live not in children's homes, but in foster families. They have the right to stay in foster care until they're 21, but like any child, they can choose to leave and live independently any time after their 16th birthday. Here's Chloe then. She's incredibly impressive. Do take time to listen to her. She was taken into care when she was 5. She's been living in foster placements ever since. Now she's about to turn 18 and she's planning to move out. Our reporter Jo Morris met Chloe and her foster mum, Sue.
Dad? Yeah? Do you want a bit of baguette? Mum, do you want a bite of the other side then?
Yeah. Is that my phone speaking to me?
Mum, your phone's not speaking to you. It does not speak.
This is the first, you know, consistent place that I've been at. There's always been that feeling that it's going to end when I've been to other places. But with here, it's like, no, this is my family and it's nice.
What do you call your foster parents?
Mum and Dad. I've called them Mum and Dad since, like, a few months after I got here. Just because I felt so welcomed and comfortable here. You know, and I know for a fact that once I move out of here, they're not going to be like, oh, bye, you know, never see me again. It feels like a normal family. It doesn't feel like, you know, I'm here and I'm a care child. Because if they introduce me to their friends, they're not like, oh, this is my foster child. They're like, this is my daughter, you know, and it's a nice feeling to have.
Oh, this butt is hard.
It's not too bad.
It is.
So how long's Chloe been with you, Sue?
Since she was 7.
So almost 10 years.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first day you came, Chloe?
Kind of. I was really nervous and shy and quiet, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Didn't I keep saying it was really big?
Yeah, you did.
That's all I remember, just being like, it's massive. And I remember seeing my room and being like, it's green!
It's green?
Yeah, it was green. It's not anymore, but it was.
It was. She's quite thin and quite small. And I can remember the very first day I said, well, come and have a bath. And that was quite novel because they...
We were both so excited about the fact that we'd be able to have a bath and our own water.
Yeah, because they didn't do that at home.
And I do remember on my first birthday that I had with you, I opened all my presents and everything and I looked at you afterwards and you always say that this broke your heart, but I looked at you afterwards and went, can I keep them?
She did.
Do you mind me asking why you were taken into care?
Basically, my mum... had a boyfriend and the boyfriend was like, oh, it's either me or the kids, you know, she needed a man, so she chose him. She got angry. She said, like, she was going to take us to school and not pick us up, and then she packed our bags and sent us off to school. And of course, when I got to school, I was like, oh, mum's not coming to pick me up after school. And they was like, oh, okay, so is somebody else coming? And I was like, no one's coming. So of course social services were called and everything happened, and my mum had to come to the school to, you know, sort everything out. And it was quite hard because she was just kind of there like, can you just get off me? Like, there was a lot of other reasons, like a lot of other things that they kind of noticed but didn't really say anything about, so like bruises and stuff coming up and everything like that. And I was always looking scruffy and you just get moved on all the time.
So how many foster placements have you been in altogether?
Including this one that I'm at now, 3.
And what have they been like?
The first one was very, very horrible. Like, she was really, really mean to us, me and my brother. She used to beat us up, she used to swear at us a lot and call us horrible names and say we were devil children and that all these weird things. And she used to bath us in really, really, really cold water and everything.
So you went from one unsafe situation into...
Another unsafe situation, yeah. A 5-year-old child... She'd go into a place where, you know, it's safe, it's soft and it's, you know, cushiony. It's not somewhere you should have put a 5-year-old.
You've been through an awful lot of change and an awful lot of trauma for a young person. How hard do you find it to build trust with adults?
It is really hard for me to trust a lot of people. I mean, after a while, you just kind of get used to people leaving and you don't really kind of notice it as much anymore. You just kind of accept it because it happens. I can't make someone stay in my life if they don't want to. And it's hard, it really is sometimes, because when I was a lot younger, there was quite a few social workers that were just literally there like, hi, and then all of a sudden they'd be gone and I didn't know who my social worker was half the time.
So this feels like home.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel safe here?
Yes, I do.
A gulp of tea there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I do feel safe here. I feel comfortable and, like, this is my home. Because it feels like I've been accepted and welcomed into the family. And, I mean, I don't do anything worth being had to go out or anything anyway, but...
Really?
No, honestly, I don't. Like, really? I don't drink, I don't go out partying, I don't smoke, I don't do drugs, I don't do any of that sort of thing. I'm more of a book reader than a party goer, you know.
I'll move my phone out of the way.
That's probably a good idea. Don't want to end up in a sandwich.
Would you like a cup of tea,
Chloe?
Please, that's
the last
of milk,
sorry.
Oh, don't worry. I'll just put some.
Yeah, Mum, you might want to take the tea bags out.
Chloe's planning on moving out when she's 18. She has the option to stay put here, but she's going to move out and become independent. Do you want her to go?
Not particularly, but I think that obviously they all are going to be independent in their own time and at their own pace.
But you
as
always
well.
Say that you're going to miss me, but you're
well,
happy.
Of course,
you're
miss you.
You're happy that I'm ready to do this, and you'll be there for me. If
that's right. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't mean that we'll never see each other again.
There are times when I do get down sometimes, and my mum, you know, I can sit down with her and talk to her if I'm upset or if I'm hurting or if I feel really upset. I can sit down and talk to her about anything because I trust her. And we've come to an agreement where, like, we're going to start doing this thing where every month we'll go out for the day and just have, like, a mother-daughter day out, which will be lovely, and it will be really nice because I'll be able to have a nice day out with my mum. And we talk more in depth about things rather than just, hi, how was your day, you know, kind of thing. It was more like, you know, how have you been feeling lately? Although we live in the same house, it's nice to get out of the house and to go and do things with her. And, you know, it's a really lovely thing to do, and I'm really happy about it.
I think I've got a cat here in my tea.
Oh, dear. Well, you will pet the cat or the dog.
I didn't touch the dog or the cat.
I saw you doing it.
So you've been preparing her to move out then?
Yes.
So what sort of things have you been doing?
We've been doing lots of things. We've been working on budgeting, housekeeping, menus, the sorts of things she might have to buy. And this, the carers, the company we work with, provides this young person's information booklet. Well, they produce the whole thing. So they're able to look through here, and if there's a problem or something they want to know, they can do that. I think it's very important for them to learn independent skills, so that when they leave home, they've got a hope of actually managing.
We should make a cake soon.
Yeah. I'm thinking of making a cheesecake tonight.
Cheesecake?
Mm. Okay. We've been fostering since about 99.
Am I allowed to ask how old you are?
If you like, but I don't want to tell you.
You're not going to tell me?
No. I'm 66.
And you have? When did you first start adopting then?
I was in my 30s. When we first started adopting.
So you've adopted and fostered for 36 years?
Yeah.
Why do you do it?
Well, I love children, and I love to be able to help children.
What is it that you hope you can give Chloe by fostering her?
Well, I hope I can give her independence. I hope that I can give her a good life, the start to a good life, so that she can look after herself and manage to do things for herself.
So the average young person in the UK now leaves home when they're 27, but you're ready to go when you're 18.
Mm.
Do you think it's too early?
No, I honestly really don't feel like it is. I mean, like, so I look at some of my friends and think, you know, like, how am I so much more mature than them? Because I really do have a, you know, a really mature approach on things.
It's interesting because you've talked about not feeling safe,
mm-hmm.
and coming here and feeling like you found a home, and yet you've made the decision to move out when you're 18.
I'm nearly 18. If I don't start thinking about my future and moving out, I don't want to constantly be depending on my foster family. As lovely as it is nice living here, and as much as I do love and care about my family, I don't want to have to live here and just be, like, you know, dependent on them. I'm a very independent person as it is. And I want to move out, and I want to start my future. Of course, I know it's going to be hard for me. It's going to be really difficult. But if that's what I need to do to become more, you know, of an adult, then okay.
You know, she's really grown up into a lovely girl.
Do you think of her as your daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah. What does it mean when you hear her call you mum?
It means that she's settled here for the time being, and that we'll still have a relationship in the future.
For someone who's been through so much, Chloe, you strike me as remarkably resilient and accepting.
You just kind of get to a point where although things are hard and it is hard to get through things, you just kind of have to deal with it because you can't let every little thing that happens to you bring you down. And I know that it's hard to do that. And I mean, I do get down sometimes, and I do. There are times when I really, really do feel like crap. But I think sooner or later in the end, I'm always okay.
Are you proud of her?
Yeah, I'm immensely proud of her. I think she's done really well. But she still has had to work hard to do things that other children would have been able to just sail through, you know? So I'm very, very proud of her because she's articulate, she's independent, and she's a fairly good lass.
That's the brilliant foster mum Sue talking about, if anything, the even more brilliant daughter she now is, I guess, Chloe. That was our reporter Jo Morris with them, and thanks to everybody who's been in touch to say, well, isn't Chloe brilliant? Yes, is the answer. She talked about becoming more of an adult. Well, listening to her there, she's already more of an adult than I have ever been or ever will be, I suspect. And that story about she described her mum taking her to school and just telling her she wouldn't pick her up is utterly heartbreaking. So it makes you realise, perhaps not for the first time, what a cushy life you've had.